Some of you have heard this story, but I'm going to repeat it because it was so powerful in my life. For a while, I had an office in Schenectady, New York. Mea culpa. And while I was there, I ended up having to spend the night, and I got bored, and so I sought out the local church and found out that they had a service on Wednesday nights, and I started attending there. And you know, and as is my wont, I was there early. I was in the parking lot, and you know, and I had on the radio, and I was just relaxing. And somebody else pulls up next to me. You know, we're at least 15 minutes early. Nobody does this, right? And the guy gets out of his car and he taps on my window and he says, "Hi, are you here for the service?" And I said, "Yeah." And he says, "Can I join you?" I'm thinking, oh, geez. You know, I was enjoying the songs, you know, I was kind of into a groove. And he said, "No," I said, "Sure." And he got in and he started telling me a story. And it was the most amazing story I'd ever heard. He said, "I want you to know, you know, a short time ago, I was near death. I had more things wrong with me than you could imagine. My heart was just a mess, and my body was covered with arthritic nodules on my hands and on my feet, and I was in such pain that my wife had to take ointment and rub it on me before I could go to bed at night." And he said, "She was one of these persons that really believed that God could heal me. I didn't." And he says, "I wanted her to be there with me, taking care of me. And she wanted to go off to healing services and find out a way that God could heal me." And he said, "I did not believe it was possible. And I was just, and I complained and complained every time she did it. But she went over and over and over. And she went to every time they offered laying on of hands and anointing with oil like we do here, every single time she went back and she had hands laid on her and they prayed and nothing happened. And then she heard that there was a person with the gift of miracles that was coming to Syracuse, New York." Why miracles would come to Syracuse? They need lots of them, I tell you that. You know, just to drive on the roads in Syracuse, it takes a miracle, right? And so what she said to him is, "Look, if you will come to me with me to this service, I will give up. If God doesn't heal you this time, I will give up." I don't think she really meant it, but she wanted to get him to go along. And he came along, and it was one of those services where it was like a Catherine Coleman. How many of you know who Catherine Coleman was? She had the cutest, weird voice, and God had anointed her, and she would have in a service, she'd say, "There's someone here," you know, and God would reveal to her who he was going to touch and heal. Well, that's what this was like. And what happened is in this service, the one that was there said, "There is a person here," and described every one of his ailments. And God right now is going to heal him. And the power of God came on him, and he was surrounded with this amazing feel of God's presence. And they left, and he couldn't tell any difference at all. They got home, his wife started getting out the ointment to take care of him, and all those nodules came off in her hands.
Oh, oh my God.
And she had like brand new feet on his feet were perfect. And began to take it on his hands, the same thing happened. He had been completely and totally miraculously healed. Well, that's the story he told me. And Dawn, the believer, saying to myself, "Oh boy, I've got a real whack job here now, you know." We go into the thing, and the priest that's there says, "Hey, I see you've met such and such. Let me tell you, he has this amazing story of God's healing power," you know, and of course it turned out it was true. The reason I share that story with you is I love when God does something special. That's number one. But secondly, I want to focus in on the wife. She wouldn't let go. She believed in God's power to heal. Now I want you to bring you to today's gospel. Here's a woman whose daughter is in desperate need of healing. She's not even, he's out of his element. He's now out in the Gentile territory. How she found out about it, we don't know. But apparently she heard that Jesus had the ability to heal. And she rushes to him in desperation. I have often felt like this is my last hope. Do you think maybe he could? Nobody was going to stop that woman. Amen? You know, a mother whose child is desperately in need. Yet, you know, one of those things where insurance says, oh, I'm not going to take care of that. I love to watch a mother like that. You know, the guys will be real, you know, we kind of take it a little in stride. The woman said, you will too. You know, I can just see the passion in her, right? And here she is, you know, and she goes to Jesus, and it says some interesting things about what she did. You know, it says that she fell down and she worshiped him, and she acknowledged his lordship, and she believed that God could heal. This is a strange story about Jesus, you know. You expect Jesus to turn to her and say, wow, you know, I feel your pain. Here, let me lay hands on and heal her, right? But there's this interesting thing that he lets her know that he's been sent primarily to the people of Israel. And there's this interesting dialogue about telling her of her unworthiness of even asking. Do you think that bothered her? I don't think so. I think she knew she was unworthy. She knew that there was little chance that she was going to get through, but she was not going to give up because of her love and her passion. She was going to get the daughter healed. And if somebody could do it, she just believed. And Jesus does. Jesus heals her daughter miraculously. Now I want you to think of the body of Christ. If you remember what happened with the rest of the apostles there? They knew Jesus could heal. They heard the story. What was their reaction?
Get rid of her.
You know? First of all, she's not one of us. She doesn't deserve, you know, right now for you to take care of her. You know, they tried to rush her away, and Jesus is touched by her faith, and he lays he heals the daughter. And I keep thinking about that. What does this tell us as a church? It tells us all kinds of things. One of them is don't give up. You know, if you have a need for God's healing grace, you know, don't give up. The moment, the time might come when the anointing is there and the time of blessing is there. But secondly is, take it to the Lord, the one who can heal, and expect God to do something in power. I always think about what it must be like. I told you I was raised as Roman Catholic. What I didn't tell you is my mother was not a Roman Catholic when she met my dad. You know, they have this way of twisting arms and said, look, you know, I'm not going to do it. I should become a Catholic. And she went through the classes and she became a Catholic. I want you to know the interesting thing was she was passionate about everything that she learned. She loved the sacrament. She loved everything about it. She loved the Mass. You know, she couldn't get enough of it. Now, my dad was a ho-hum Catholic. You know that? You know? I've described my dad's Catholicity as very simple. It was a wonderful insurance policy. You know? He says, I don't know whether it's true or not. You know, I'm not sure it's going to make any difference, but I'll guarantee you one thing. The promise on this policy are really good, you know, and we're going to take God up on this thing, you know. And so anyway, here they were. And I keep thinking about, in my church, are we my mother or my dad? Is the church passionate and excited about God moving in the church? Or are we ho-hum? Do we really believe that the healing God is here? That the God who does moves in might and power cares and touches and heals and restores? Makes you think, doesn't it? You know? So I just think sometimes we need to stop and say, are we passionate with love for Jesus Christ? He used to say this prayer, set our hearts on fire again with love for your son, Jesus Christ. They used to pray that all the time just before the sermon, you know? And I don't even know if they meant it, but I mean it. I hope you do too. Set our hearts on fire again. Make us bold. Make us willing to stand forth. Let us be normal Christians. Like we kind of say, we admit that that's normal, but what does that make us if we've got nothing to say? Abnormal? I don't like that. Subnormal? Sick? Lukewarm? I don't like any of those terms, do you? On our own, we can't do that. The Holy Spirit has to come on us in power, and He changes it all. He did in my life, and I got filled with the Holy Spirit. God changed everything, and He began to transform and renew my mind and my heart and my whole perspective on everything. I think we can even get lukewarm to the Holy Spirit. God's calling us. Come out from among those people that are lukewarm and let His fire burn. I love those songs that talk about the fire burning. You know, because I don't know about you, but sometimes I need a little light. You know, get me out of the chair. Set me up. Get me moving again. Because we all, in our normal behavior, are not going to want to go to Walmart. Now, I want you to know there's a proverb about Walmart. If you can get somebody to know Jesus in Walmart, you can get to them anywhere. Amen?
Amen.
Don't you ever pull in the parking lot at Walmart and ask yourself what you're doing there? I do all the time. When I pull in their parking lot, I says, oh my gosh, what am I doing here? Our bishop said something very profound a while back, and he said, before you get out of the car, ask yourself this question, am I going to open myself up to other people at this time? And those opportunities to share Him will be all around us. Amen? Let's pray. Lord God, we just thank You and praise You for the profound healings that You have performed, that You perform in Your Word, that You performed in lives that have touched ours. And we ask You, Lord God, always to quicken us a reminder that that kind of a powerful God is here with us right now. We ask You, Lord God, to set us on fire with love for Jesus that is so strong that we'll get over our fear and go out into the world. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.